County Council member Roger Armstrong told KPCW that one nagging issue involves accessory buildings. In the Silver Creek area, large accessory structures have drawn criticism. In neighborhoods like Old Ranch Road, there's flak because some parcels are loaded with small buildings.
Those buildings, every time we put another cat of concrete down or another foundation and build a house on it with rooftops, it affects the environment in a number of ways, from electricity usage to water usage to interfering with the ability of water to regenerate through the natural hydrology process and then run off into our streams.
He added that the code about accessory buildings in the basin reflects a time when agricultural activity was a stronger presence. Another topic at the meeting was the Snyderville Code's Section 2.3, which says the county won't approve a new entitlement unless the project offers a compelling benefit or serves the community's interest. Armstrong said developers have generally tried to satisfy that by offering affordable housing.
Part of the evaluation of that has to be whether it's a net gain or a net loss. But we also have to determine whether we need to put some more stakes in the ground around that 2.3 exception. And I think that was, you know, a pretty good part of the conversation. It really is up to them to be that initial gatekeeper on whether or not something really does advance a solution for something, for a problem that's confronting the community, such that we should create an exception to 2.3. But it's not meant to be just a completely wide open door for somebody to come in with a couple of extra units of affordable housing and get an exception.
On a related item, the council appointed local resident Bruce Carmichael to replace departing Planning Commissioner Candace Hart.
He struck us as the right balance. He's a very, very smart guy and has some good answers about his approach and how he would look at some of the issues around the Snyderville Basin.
They chose Carmichael from a field of six applicants. Armstrong said all of them were capable and they could reapply since one or maybe two more vacancies are coming up on the Snyderville Commission. Panel member Melina Stevens is running for a county council seat in November. With no other opponents filed, it seems certain she will take office in January. In addition, Planning Commissioner Thomas Cook is running as a write-in candidate for Park City School Board. Armstrong said he isn't certain if Cook can serve on the Snyderville Commission and the school board at the same time. So Cook might have to resign as a planning commissioner if he won the other position. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.